Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all Motown solo artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Willie Hutch, Kim Weston, Rockwell, Edward Starr, Jimmy Ruffin, and Mary Wells. All coming up the next half hour as we feature Motown solo artists.
Nothing to be wrong with part-time lovers. Talking about that.
Motown memory from Willie Hutch, Love Power, and then reached number 41 in the United States pop charts and number 8 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1975. Before that, Stevie Wonder and Part-Time Lover, number 1 in the pops and rhythm and blues charts from 1985. And we started with Diana Ross and Love Hangover, number 1 in the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1976. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown solo artists. Well, coming up, a solo effort from Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. Well, Kim Weston was born December 20th, 1939, in Detroit, Michigan, and she was signed to Motown in 1961. She scored a minor hit with a song called Love Me All the Way, and her two biggest solo hits were the song coming up, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, and then the biggest hit was This Takes Two, where she was teamed with Marvin Gaye in 1966. Well, Kim left Motown in 1967 and later sued the label over disputes about royalties. She and her then husband, William Mickey Stevenson, who was the former head at Motown, both went to MGM Records. Kim there cut a couple of singles for MGM, but they didn't go anywhere due to lack of airplay and promotion. Well, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While was a much bigger hit from the Doobie Brothers in 1975. Well, here is Kim Weston's version right here on Motown.
I work from 9 to 5.
With 25 Miles, and they reached number 6 on the pop charts and number 6 on the rhythm blues charts from 1969. Before that, Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me. Well, Rockwell was actually Berry Gordy's son, William Kennedy Jr., and on that song with background vocals is Michael Jackson and Jermaine Jackson. Well, Rockwell also wrote, produced, and arranged that song. And we started before that with Kim Weston and Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. And Kim's version only reached number 50 on the pop charts, but a respectable number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown solo artists. Well, here comes Jimmy Ruffin and Walk Away From Love right here on Motown Memories.
Take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand, and a dread that shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. Those cards you got around me will lock me gold. Sunday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So I'm leaving. Yes, I am. It's time to quit it smart. I'm gonna walk away from love before love breaks my heart.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Must have had a heart. So you came up to me.
Mary Wells with you beat me to the punch, reaching number 9 on the pop charts and number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1962. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin, Walk Away From Love, number 9 on the pop charts and number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1975. Well, this half hour, we feature some great Motown solo artists. Coming up after the break, more Motown solo artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.